of Calf Mugs and Acceptance, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars Rebels fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationships Alexander Callis / Zeb Aurelios, Kanan Jarrus / Hera Syndulla, and Cassian Andor and Alexander Callis. His calf mug was a gift from Hera and Kanan to celebrate his first anniversary of being a real rebel. It felt nice. Strange, certainly, but nice. Alexander Callis had never expected to be genuinely welcomed by the ghost crew. After everything he'd done, he'd hunted them. He'd been there for Kanan's capture and torture. And that was just what he'd done on Lothal. That wasn't even taken into account before. They should hate him, resent him at the very least. And yet, they did not. He wasn't foolish enough to say they forgave him, exactly. More that the rebellion was full of people who had once served the Empire only to realize they were wrong. Not everyone had the comfort of being like Hera Syndulla, a rebel from the beginning, someone who'd always known. The rebels were well-versed in figuring out how to bring someone they'd despised into the fold, because the truth was, they didn't have the luxury of turning away valuable assets just because they didn't like them. Still, he'd never have expected a gift. I can practically hear you thinking, what's got you so lost in thought? Callis looked over at Cassian Andor and raised a brow at his fellow fulcrum, and currently the only other being in the intelligence offices. Did you need something? Callis asked. Cassian smirked. Thinking about Zeb? With a groan, Callis pointedly turned back to his datapad. I'm ignoring you. Chuckling, Cassian got up to refill his calf. Do you need more? Cassian asked, waving his empty cup in question. Callis nodded and held out his calf mug. Perhaps Cassian wasn't quite so terrible after all. Cassian had a story that was rather complex. He freely admitted that he'd been out for his own interests for years, before realizing he couldn't ignore the truths of the Empire. The pair of them had struggled to work together at first. General Draven's skepticism about the validity of Callis's change of heart certainly didn't help. Then came a mission where Draven had no choice but to send the two of them together. With the help of obscenely bitter calf and blaster fire, they bonded over shared use of fulcrum and just how far they were willing to go for the rebellion. Now, Callis actually dared to consider Cassian a friend. Cassian returned the now full mug to him. Any luck making any sense of that last transmission we intercepted? Wincing, Callis shook his head. While all his codes from being ISB-21 would be well obsolete, he still knew how the Imperials functioned better than anyone else in the intelligence office. That meant the most difficult things often landed on his desk. Not yet, Callis admitted. Another voice interrupted. How many of those have you had today? Flushing, Callis turned to look at Zeb. This is my third, Callis admitted. Fourth. It's his fourth, K2SO, Cassian's traitorous droid, declared as he entered the room. Unless he had an additional one in the 15 minutes I was out of the room. Callis sighed as Zeb leveled a disappointed look at him. Did you at least eat in between all that calf? Zeb asked. Nodding, Callis assured, Cassian and I ate first meal at 0700, right before our early morning intelligence briefing. Zeb frowned. Cal, it's 14:30, Zeb pointed out. Callis blinked and checked the chrono feature on his pad. Ah, so it is. Shaking his head, Zeb said, Come on, everyone's been busy today, so we're all just getting to eat. The others are waiting for us. Reluctantly setting his datapad down, Callis nodded. That would be wise then, Callis agreed, though he brought his freshly refilled calf mug with him. Zeb grinned, making more of his teeth visible than normal. Callis should not find that as attractive as he did, not given their history. You're welcome to come along, Andor, Zeb offered. Cassian inclined his head in acknowledgement of the invitation. Unlike some people, I took my midday break an hour ago. Did you even notice I was gone? Callis grimaced. I feel anything I say in reply would merely be self-incriminating, Callis admitted. Shaking his head, Cassian replied, "Get out of here for a while. Maybe that datapad will make more sense after food." It was a sound suggestion, and Callus knew it, so he gamely followed Zeb out the door. In short order, Callus found himself ensconced at a table in the mess hall with the ghost crew, Rex, and Wedge Antilles. Hera and Wedge were both covered in the sort of dirt and oil smears that indicated a morning spent on ship maintenance. There were even a few smudges on Hera's leku. That she'd not cleaned those up at least told him that she'd been dragged along to eat just as he had. "I see you're using the mug we gave you," Hera observed. Kanan smiled. "I knew a calf mug was a practical gift for you." Callus eyed the mug. "It may well be the item I use most frequently," Callus admitted. Kanan laughed, and Hera grinned. "Since when do we get Rebel Anniversary gifts?" Rex teased. "Mine definitely got skipped." Calling on all his training, Callus didn't give in to the desire to fidget. He still hated being the center of attention in this sort of fashion. It was one thing to demand attention because one was in command. This was something else entirely, and he didn't care for it. Sabine said something, and it drew Rex, Wedge, and Ezra into a heated debate. Callus ignored them and started to eat his meal. "How late do you think you'll be on those reports?" Zeb asked after a few minutes. "We haven't gotten to spar in ages, and we leave for a mission mid-morning tomorrow." Callus took a moment to think about it. "It's going to depend on how much headway I make this afternoon," Callus admitted. Zeb drooped. "Oh, all right." Hera nudged Zeb in the side. "We all have our jobs to do, Zeb." With a groan, Zeb muttered, "I know." Kanan reached around Hera to pat Zeb's shoulder. "It's okay, big guy. You'll get a chance to spar with your favorite partner soon enough, even if you need to get help to pry him out of the intelligence cave." Callus froze at the implication that he was Zeb's favorite sparring partner. But all that he managed to say was, "It's not a cave." Because clearly, the universe was laughing at him. Still, he supposed things could be far worse. The end.